Review Exam 3, Part 10. Question 47. The tendency to interpret edges as simple symmetrical figures is an example of the Gestalt principle of choices: A. Linear regularity, B. Proximity, C. Closure, or D. Good figure. The correct answer here is D, good figure. A good figure to a Gestalt psychologist is a simple geometric shape. And when things line up to suggest it, your brain will fill in the shape. I showed you a few examples of these in the during lecture, and there's also, I believe, one in your textbook. Question 48. Our ability to change the focus of our eyes to see objects at different distances depends on changes in the choices: A. Frequency of impulses in the optic nerve, B. Thickness of the lens, C. Position of the retina, and D. Width of the pupil. The correct choice here would be B. Thickness of the lens. Choice C, position of the retina. Hopefully the retina doesn't move around a lot. It should be where it's at, and a detached retina, in fact, is a bad thing to have. D, the width of the pupil, that determines how much light comes into the eye, but it doesn't focus light. And choice A, frequency of impulses in the optic nerve, that's by the time it gets to the optic nerve, it's already been focused. That wouldn't have anything to do with focusing. Question 49. Which of the following cues for depth perception would require both eyes? Choices: A. Linear perspective, B. Convergence, C. Interposition, or D. Motion parallax. Another way to ask this question would be, which of the following cues is a binocular cue? The correct choice is B, convergence. Convergence is when you cross your eyes to look at something. The more you have to cross them, the closer it is. So it looks at how much convergence your eyes require for them to be lined up with the object that you're looking at. And that is a cue as to distance. Question 50. One reversible figure can be seen either as a vase or as two profiles looking towards each other. This example illustrates the Gestalt principle of choices: A. Figure in ground, B. Good figure, C. Proximity, or D. Continuation. And the correct choice here is figure and ground. One way of looking at the picture, you have a white figure in a red ground. The other way to look at it is the red figures on the white ground. Your brain has to determine what is the thing and what is not the thing that you're looking at, and that is the principle of figure and ground.